My name is Jerry, and this is the Wild Eye Podcast. When to get creative. So, how many times have you been out in the field on safari, on an expedition, somewhere in a forest looking at wildlife, and you can't decide what to do with this scene, what to do with the subject? Now, a lot of people in this instance default back and they just document. They keep on doing the basic shot. They tend to get stuck in landscape, or they get stuck in portrait orientation, and there's not much diversity. And sometimes that's what you have to do, right? I've just returned from a short private guided trip to Mala Mala with Michael and Anne. Amazing time. I wish I could have stayed longer. Guys, I hope you're having a great time at Sabi Sabi as I record this. But we had an interesting discussion where if you know why you're there and what you're photographing, it becomes a lot easier. So if you have a list, I'm going to bank this shot. I need pictures of Big Five. I need some a leopard up a tree. So you have your kind of wish list, right? That's cool. But a lot of people, they learn a new skill, whether it's panning or radial blur, take your pick, multiple exposures in camera. And then suddenly that's all they do. They literally just keep on doing that. I had it in the past where a client wanted to learn about high key, like what does it take, how does it work. And then after I showed her the theory and the practical side of it, that's all she did. Now, that's like using a hammer to do everything in the house, to try and screw nails into the wall or to saw a piece of wood. It doesn't work. It's the tools for the job. So this is going to be a super, super short episode because I'm going to give it to you very basic, right? You need to understand your camera. You need to understand what each of the creative variables are, and you need to understand how the technical adjustments you make will get you there. But this is the simplicity, right? In wildlife photography, just in general, unless you're shooting for a very specific thing, wait and see if the thing is doing something. If the thing you're looking at, the gorilla, the leopard, the polar bear, the muskox, is doing something, document that. Photograph that as good, best as you can. Pull out, zoom in, show the background, don't show the background, go portrait, depending on how tight you are and what lenses you have. But if the thing is doing something, especially if you're new in the area, do that. Photograph that. When the thing then stops doing something, that's when you start getting creative. That's when you start deconstructing the subject. That's when you start leaning into multiple exposures in camera or to overexposing high key, whatever the case is. A lot of people don't keep that in mind. One of the things I said on a podcast or a video years ago is never pan a pangolin, right? So if you've never seen one of these creatures, you go out and drive, this thing runs across the road. Don't pan it, because more than likely you're going to fluff it. You need huge balls to pan a pangolin, right? Because the chances are you're going to fluff the shot. So while the thing is doing something, if you're new in the game, just document what the thing is doing. Allow nature to be the hero, right? But when the thing is now sleeping on a tree and the leopard is just sitting there or sleeping on a tree, then start playing around with different tricks. As you bank shots on both of those extremes, that's when you'll start doing funny things while the thing is doing a thing. Does that make sense? Let me sum it up. When the thing you're photographing is doing something, photograph it. When the thing you're photographing is not doing anything, that's when you get creative. Like I told you, nice and short, easy. So I hope you guys have a great weekend. I will chat to you in the next episode. Happy shooting. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. Bye for now.